I'm guessing.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Oh, I need that. Okay, I got this. Oh, I got this here.
Well, welcome tonight. This is Michael and Faith. Faith Hoffman is going to be my wingman, and we're taking over for Eliza tonight. We've got a great show for you tonight. It's going to be all about yogic procedures and how life and health is the best way you can take care of your heart. So Faith is going to ask me two or three questions, and those questions are going to really give you callers a chance to understand some things about yourself. So give me 1 second here. Trying to get that off of there. Great. So tonight I will talk about yogic procedures that can enhance your existence. And then I'll explain how our body will teach us what we need to know about life so that we can get the lessons that we need, so that we can have a better understanding of what we're doing on earth. So that's a pretty important thing. And then I've got a new book out, which is called The Path to Freedom, The Awakening. It'll be out in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And this book is going to really shed some light on what divine spiritual grace is and how you can get in touch with it and how your existence can be changed through just knowing things about your own body. I've also designed a prototypical healing method called Walk Down the Light in the Healing Garden, where I use the powerful divine energy or the Shakti to open up knots and blocks in your body so that you can have a more simple existence. The key about simple existence is this: feel what you need to feel and allow your body to move in the way it needs to move, and it'll show you the different emotions that have been locked and blocked away in your life that are rather unconscious, and we'll talk a little about that tonight as well. So the key is the source energy, which is what we are. We're not different than that source energy, and from there we're going to start our show tonight. I want to thank Eliza for having Faith and I on tonight. And she's going to ask me some questions, and then I'm going to talk about those things and shed some light on them. And then I'm going to come back and talk specifically in detail about some of these things that will be of interest to you people. So, Fee, can you introduce yourself and say hello to all the callers?
Hi, everyone. My name is Faith. I'm actually Michael's assistant, and we're really happy to do this show today. I hope you guys learn a few things. We also have a website. Our website is radiantheartlife.com. You can go on there and book a session with Michael. And the first question that I have for Michael today is, what is the Kundalini?
So the Kundalini is something that people want to know about because they've been told that when that rises up from the base of your spine all the way into the top of your head, then you become enlightened. Well, that is partially true, and that is partially not true. The reason it is true is because as the energies rise up from the base of the spine, they open up different layers and levels of things that were once unconscious, and the primordial energy that goes up into the brain gives you what we call a yogic process of becoming free. However, the greater aspect of it is to understand that that's an energy that you're manipulating through a yoga or through some kind of drug or some kind of other exercise or some kind of breathing technique. But when you're with the spiritual master, you're with the spiritual guru, the spiritual teacher, they can transmit that energy and awaken that in you by a glance, a touch, a word, and so forth. So the major part is not to work with the Kundalini without a teacher, and there people have told you that for a long time. However, most people don't really pay attention to that, and I have that as my story, which I didn't pay attention to the spiritual master that said not to work with it without paying attention to what he had instructed, and had to learn the hard way. So over 25 years, I've learned that, and now I teach that for people that want to awaken that, want to do it safely, and with some understanding of why they're doing it. So the major thing is allow a process in you, and that will create for you the ability to feel how the energy is moving in the body. And we can talk about that, and maybe people even want to call in and talk about that. Okay, it's great. Hold on here a second.
Okay, our next question for Michael is, what is the most optimal diet for spiritual aspirants?
Well, a lot of people want to know what the optimum diet is for spirituality. But the optimum diet for spirituality is no different than it is for regular life. But what you want to do is you want to keep your meat intake down, and you want to keep your fruits, vegetables, nuts at a good level so that you can feel not just grounded, but you can get the protein you need and the nourishment you need without having a lot of heavy fillers when you're meditating. The key is we're always using our bodies and our breath to create a space of harmony for our body. The only problem is when you're working with these higher spiritual energies, there's a lot of purification that goes on, and that higher spiritual purification requires you to have more nuts, fruits, and things like that, because as the energy starts to burn up, you don't want to have as much gross matter in your body, which when you eat, you know, heavy pork or red meat, you'll have more of that energy in the body, and it takes more out of you to get things more purified. As you know, you have to eliminate everything. So the good amount of water intake, some good breathing techniques will assist you with this proper diet. And the proper diet really should be, as I was saying, nuts, fruits, seeds, grains, rice and beans, more of those kinds of things than the red meat or fish is really good as well. What I have been doing for many years is using salmon, because it actually opens up the heart. And those omega-3s are really very powerful for you. So the most important thing you can do with your diet when you're a spiritual aspirant is not eat too much and not eat too little, but eat until you're full and feel what your body's telling you, because when you go through the process of awakening the Kundalini, the body mind will naturally know how much it needs to eat and the kinds of things that you're attracted to. And one of the major things you can do is when you're in the store or where in your kitchen or whatever, you can take and put that food right up to your belly. Now, if your body moves forward just a little bit, that means that's a food that you can eat, and it's a food that's going to connect with you, and it's going to support you in your spiritual practice. And what's the next question, Faith?
Okay, the next question is, what role do the chakras play in living our life? I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to hear the answer to this one.
The role the chakras play in living our life is they bring energy in from the universal energy field. So you have the UEF, the universal energy field, and then you have the human energy field. Okay, so as you're bringing energy in from the universe through the chakra system, it's affecting the human energy field, and it affects it in various ways depending on how fast the energy is coming into the body or how slow the energy is coming into the body. So the chakras are driven by this energy that comes from without into the body, and it allows for the heart to function, the kidneys, the solar plexus, the intestines, the throat, the thymus, and so forth. So the role that it actually plays is it either raises up your vibrations and allows you to have mental clarity, or it spins down your vibrations and you have less clarity. Or for instance, if you're spinning them clockwise, and it because you had a low thyroid, you'd want to spin it faster so that the thyroid would spin up. But if the thyroid is too active, then you'd want to spin them down. And I actually teach that. That's a very important thing to understand, how to use the chakras. They're kind of like a ice cream cone, and they come out from the spine in both directions, in the chest, in the stomach, in the navel, in the throat, and then there's one in the middle of your forehead, one at the top of your head, and one at the base of your spine. And when all those are resonating at a high frequency, then you're self-resonating at a high frequency. For instance, your chakra in the base, at the base of your spine, called the sacral plexus, is the ages 1 to 7, and you go on up the spine until you get to the middle of the crown, or what they call the Saheshra, the crown chakra, and that's where you would actually know everything at infinity. So the chakras themselves dictate what level of the personality that you're dealing with in that moment. Like if you have a blocked fifth chakra in your throat, that means you can't express very well. So you'd be trying to use your heart more to do some expression, or you might even try to drive the energy through from your belly to express better. And so when they're all open, all vibrating, and all clear, then your life takes on a totally different meaning, and it really benefits you that way. The biggest key is to understand that your life is dependent on the divine condition. So a lot of people recommend that you open your chakras and you breathe through them and you do this and you manipulate them. And I don't recommend that, and I don't teach that. What I do is I recommend and teach that you observe the chakras, because as you're observing them, you're beginning to see how the energy is moving in the interplay of it between the universal energy field and the human energy field. And I teach a technique which you can learn very simply, where the energy will open up and stay open rather than trying to manipulate it with your own efforts, you see, because it's already open in reality, and that's what the spiritual master teaches. Okay, so that was the last question, right, Faith?
Yes.
So I encourage people to call in and also to look at our website, radiantheartlight.com. It's got a lot of stuff on there that will shed a little bit of light on what we've been talking about. And now I'm going to put my four eyes on here. And one of the major things that you can do as a procedure is to observe knots and blocks in your body. You know, when you have tightness, or you have pain, or you have fear, or you have anger, or you have some kind of suffering, what you want to do is just put your attention right into the middle of that area. Let's say that it's really tight in your stomach. So you just put your attention there in your stomach, because that's an unconscious process that's going on, okay? And you're making it conscious by putting your attention there. And all you do is observe the area, and then that area will gently move to the next area, which will become loose or more full. And then you repeat that procedure again, and then that area becomes loose and full. And that's exactly how you open the chakra system, all the way up from the root or the sacral plexus all the way to the top of the head. So using colors and using breath is not really necessary for them to open and stay open. And the key is, once they're open like that, now you can begin to see when you're angry, you can see when you're upset, when you have doubt. And interestingly enough, when you have doubt, the top of your head will close. And if you have anger, your throat will be completely closed. And if you have fear, you'll notice that your forehead and the back of your head will close. So these things are important to understand when you're a spiritual person, because they're going to help you to create a better life for yourself. So the other thing that it's really important to talk about tonight is the how the body teaches us what we need to understand about ourselves. See, it is a story about what your life has been like, what the unconscious aspects of your life are all about, what the subconscious aspects of your life are about, and what the conscious aspects of your life are about. And by really connecting with the body, it shows you and teaches you, because it'll let go, it'll have pain, there'll be some kind of fear involved. And as all that's going on, you'll say, wow, I didn't know that I felt like that about it, because it'll show up in a picture. It'll show up in a feeling. It'll show up in some kind of, all of a sudden your mind will be flooded with a thought. And from there, you'll be able to really connect with things that have been largely unconscious in your life. And if something's largely unconscious, that means you don't know about it. And if it's something you don't know about it, you can't really have any control over it. Yet the interesting thing is, you're transmitting it out to the world from the third chakra, the seat of the subconscious and the solar plexus, and you don't have any idea you're doing that. And because that's happening, you're drawing things, attracting things to yourself that you really don't want, but you really can't stop it because you don't know how you're doing it. And we call that the self-contraction or self-possessed activity of the unconscious that's superimposing itself onto your regular conscious awareness, and it creates problems for you. What does it create? It creates headaches, it creates confusion, anxiety, being out of relationship with different things, and so forth. So that's really important. I talk a lot about that in my book in different ways, and I also talk about in my book how to awaken to real truth by understanding yourself. Well, you can only understand yourself if you can be aware enough of who and what you are as a being. And who and what you are as a being is communicated to the world emotionally, physically, chemically, and spiritually, or what we call emotionally sexually, which doesn't have anything to do with sex. It's just the way that we're patterned in life, meaning we have ourselves as emotional beings and as sexual beings. And what we are sexually, we are emotionally. What we are emotionally, we are sexually. And as we get connected with that, we can see what we're actually sending out to the world as who we are. Like if we walk into a store, we walk into a coffee shop or a ball game, all of a sudden people are treating us a certain way, and they're treating us that way because of what we're transmitting out. And so my book is all about how to awaken beyond that. It's called The Path to Freedom, The Awakening, that literally takes you from an amoeba in the mud, somebody that really doesn't know that much about who they are, all the way to a place where you can connect with the divine light, the divine love bliss, and all the things that give you an awakening or a path or a road to freedom from the ordinary waking life consciousness that has in it suffering, fear, jealousy, and not really being in relationship with your surroundings. So the most important thing you can have is relationship, because that teaches you what everybody else is doing. There's no real separation, and all the great spiritual teachers from antiquity have said there's no separation in anything. Yet everybody feels separate. They feel that they're different. They feel like your problem is not as bad as mine. And they're looking for ways to change that separateness. And we call that seeking through the forms of desire in order to become whole again. So our life is an adventure in seeking by desiring this. And when that doesn't work out, then we desire that. And when that doesn't work out, then we desire this. Things work out for a period of time, but they don't work out permanently, nor can they, because we live in a conditional realm. Notice I said realm, not place, because the world's psychophysical. So the realm of Earth deals with understanding that we're in a feeling universe, which is subjective, and we're also in an objective universe, which is things that we can touch. So we're both psychophysical beings, and because that's the case, everybody can feel everything that everybody is transmitting all the time. And that when I do my life health readings for you, I show you how and what you're transmitting, and I give you the ability and the understanding how to transmit something different by simply getting connected with what it is and owning it. So when you own something in feeling, you're no longer separate from it. And when you're not separate from it, you can understand it. And when you can understand it, then you can go beyond it. And that's really the work that I do. So that's pretty much about the book. Now, the prototypical healing method that I designed deals with how to get in touch with love. You see, everybody's only and always already love, but they don't know it. And the reason they don't know it is because they're shut down from the light. So when I get people on the table, and I can do it by phone or I can do it in person, I put my hands on a chakra and I ask them to take a deep breath and to breathe right out through the chakra, either by the phone or into my hand in person. And then they feel a little bit lighter. Now my body turns or it shakes or it twists to one side until what needs to be released for them releases. And when that happens, then I ask them, do you feel a little different? They say, yes, I do feel different. So then we do it again. We do it 3 or 4 or 5 times, and then they realize they're going down in a graduation. They're going from fear, anger, sorrow, suffering, self-loathing, and all of a sudden they end up in a point of light or point of love, and that point of love frees them, and all of a sudden they can feel the joy and the bliss and the relationship with everything. And then sometimes people cry, sometimes people shake. Whatever is necessary for you, that's how I assist you in walking down the light in the healing garden. So what we want to understand about that is just simply, you've been suffering most of your life and you don't really know how you're doing it, but you are doing it. And that method that I've designed for it will show you how to be healthier. And that's the other thing. When you're not healthy and you can't really enjoy your life, you'll be trying to find ways to get it where you can be healthier. And that's part of a great search, rather than understanding something that you're always doing, which is seeking to make yourself better. If you'll simply just be as you are and accept yourself as you are with no need to try to get something to make yourself better, then you're going to be healthier. And then that's when all of these things that we're talking about today will really start to kick in. First thing that will kick in is your meditations will improve. When your meditations improve, your assimilation of all the food that you're eating will change. And when the food that you're eating changes and you have better health, then you'll be able to understand what it means to address yourself. You see, if you don't have free energy and attention, you can't really do a spiritual process, because the spiritual process requires this free energy and attention that opens you up to a place where you can receive the divine light, where you can feel to infinity. Because most people are feeling 5 watts of light in their body, and that isn't really even enough to keep them healthy over a lifetime. And so spiritual masters from the past said the energy must come into the body. It must open things up that are karmic knots and blocks. And when the karmic knots and blocks are open and things are complete, that's when consciousness itself can be known. So what I teach is that people need to be able to feel something more than just feeling it for a little while and saying that's really bothering me, and then not allowing yourself to feel it to the fullest extent that you can. Because if you feel it to the fullest extent that you can, what will happen is you'll simply become involved in the state of being. And in that state is where you'll connect with love bliss. You connect with the highest intuitions you can and the greatest amount of well-being that you can harness and live as. So please give us a call. We can talk, we'll do a little tune-in reading with you and connect up with you and answer some questions. And we're also going to have our lovely Veronica that's going to be on tonight, channeling Eric, and that's going to be a real treat for us. So what I'm going to do now is transmit some very strong energy into the airwaves that everybody's going to feel, and then the right people are going to be able to call into the show. So the way I do that is I just surrender to divine spiritual grace and allow it to flow, and then we go from there. So everybody just take a deep breath out there in the audience. I'm sure everybody can feel that. Had some great feedback from that over the last show and some other shows. Okay, and we're going to bring on Veronica now. So, okay, so just hit the. This one, right? This one. Veronica, are you on? No. That's unmute. This one.
Hello, hello.
All right, Veronica, you're on.
Oh, yay, we did it.
All right. A few bugs here in the flies in the ointment. We're getting it together. So get some questions for Veronica. Please give us a call. Can't hear anything now because we're muted. So hit mute, unmute.
So you guys aren't muted.
Okay,
can you
great.
Hear me?
Yes.
Yep. You're not muted, and hopefully we have some callers lined up, ready to chat it up with myself and Eric and you. And is the switchboard lit up?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Wait. Let's see. Live. What about? Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see here. invite guests and hosts. Yeah, she could. But where do the calls come in from? Because I hit this right here.
So I just want to talk to our listeners a little bit while we're figuring this out. As y'all know, Elise is away. She's having fun, and we're here holding down the fort. And Eric, I'll tell you what, guys, it's been a long time since I've been in front of you, and Eric has been with me, and he's ready to go and answer some questions. And we can feel all the energy that you guys have sent us and the love, and Eric is really excited to be back and working in this capacity with me. I took a little break, and yeah, we're ready to go.
So where were the... Oh, wait. Guest calling.
So could it be Eric messing with the technology, guys? You all know out there that Eric is a little bugger when it comes to the technology and the vibe and the energy. And unfortunately, as I sit here in Pennsylvania, I have no knowledge of the switchboard. So I got to give props to Michael, who's trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, it's just live there. That's...
So if we can't get to callers, Michael, maybe we can just dialogue.
Yeah, we could do that. There's 12 callers. I'm trying to get them. It's right there. It says 12 callers on the board. So we'll just keep looking. Veronica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you're from Pennsylvania, and what part of Pennsylvania are you from?
I'm from Eastern Pennsylvania, which is on the border of New Jersey. And Michael, we've never officially met. I just was thinking about that before I jumped on the show. I caught part of what you were saying, so I guess I'm curious to know, because I missed the beginning, what is it that you do in like a really small condensed way, because the people that know me know that I really need it simple.
Well, I understand that, but anyway, so Larry Holmes is from Eastern Pennsylvania.
Ah!
That's what I remember about.
So
yes, there you
Larry
go for that.
Holmes.
Okay.
And Crayola.
Okay,
we have crayons and we have Larry.
It's good enough, right?
Where are you from, Michael? Where are you from?
I'm from Yonkers. I'm from Boston.
Oh,
and I'm from Connecticut.
New
so
York.
From all three places.
Yeah.
So,
New York. I've been to Yonkers.
Yeah. Cross County Shopping Center. So what I do is I work with people to open up their energies so that they can realize the higher truth of our reality and our existence.
Love that.
Yeah.
I
do it through
the
telephone. Yeah. I do it through the telephone and in person. And I work with the chakras. I meditate with people. I do healing on the table. And I help people to understand themselves most fundamentally so that they can see what was once unconscious, that it becomes conscious, and they can get a handle on it, and then they can go beyond that. So I've written
Beautiful.
A book which will be out in 6 to 8 weeks called A Path of Freedom, The Awakening. And it's it's a journey of 25 years of spiritual practice and spiritual life, and the narrative weaves its way and waves its way around all the people I met, how I was affected, how they were affected, and what we were able to do together, and how I used the spiritual practice to be able to go beyond a lot of the things for the people that I met that were really in my life only for that reason, so that I could go beyond that.
Yeah, it's fascinating how spirit just moves us in ways that we meet who we need, when we need. And, you know, one of the things I love nature. I love the energy of the earth and the elements. And one of the things I do for my own body is to just really make sure I stay balanced, not only the energy, you know, centers, but just really stay balanced with my with the earth, you know, and looking at my cycles and understanding what I feel. I'm big into feelings.
Well, that's right. So that's a good point, because when you take the earth and the sun and you merge it with the body itself and you breathe the sun down and the earth up and you transmit that energy out from your heart center, that helps people a lot, because now you're getting the masculine energy and the feminine energy, the two polarities, and that creates a real balance for people.
Yeah, and, you know, this is funny because instinctually I just do that. I really, you know, this has been how my whole career has developed instinctually. I just have always known, I've known things. Didn't know I was a medium until Eric found me and brought me to his mommy like three and a half years ago. And ever since I've been a medium, a psychic medium, and it's just been all very natural to me. So I always encourage people to understand and know themselves naturally. What are you naturally drawn to? What are you naturally gifted? And the best way to do that is to go out in the elements, be with Mama Earth.
Well, that's a great point, Veronica. I was lost in the woods for 5 days in 10 degrees below zero weather in 1994, and I merged with all the elements, and that's really where I learned how to do some great healing work.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, I'm sure Mama Elisa would understand if we had to cut the show short if we can't get callers. I mean, I'm sure that's not a problem. We wing it around here, believe me. We're good at winging it.
I see the board, right? And it's got 11 callers wanting to talk, and I hit the button for live, and I don't see them coming up. Oh, wait, these numbers, wait, there's a number. This is what it is, I think. I think we figured it out. Like, that call should be a caller right there. Don't let me know. Yeah. Okay, 707-563-4412. You're live on the air. Are you there? No. Oh, I see. Let's try this one. All right. Okay, 203-558-0680. You're live on the air. Do you have a question for Eric and Veronica?
Hi, yes, I do. My name's Vittoria.
Hi, who is
this? This is Vittoria.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling just to ask a question about my love life. I met a man named Nick like about 3 weeks ago. And I'm just wondering what you see between us, just kind of like maybe how he's feeling about me and what you see with us moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, Eric's doing his happy dance because, you know, Eric loves love. He loves connecting. He likes the hookup. The first thing that Eric says is to make sure that you're honoring yourself in this relationship. Do you have a tendency to overgive, and is there a lack of balance when you're typically in a relationship?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Eric says just to be mindful of that. And he's also saying slow your roll, pace yourself. Are there children involved?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So he might be talking about the childlike energy. You may come to find out that this person is a little bit less mature than you thought. Not necessarily a deal breaker. Just know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. How are you able to pick up like how he's kind of feeling towards me right now?
The thing that Eric is showing me, there has possibly been, if I'm hearing it correctly, a lack of commitment on his part. He goes so far and then he gets skittish. I don't know if it's past experiences or what it is, but he does not wear his heart on his sleeve. He's not somebody who's very emotional. And so with that said, it's a little bit difficult to feel into his energy. Do you understand what we're saying, that he's not that super emotional person?
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. He was, like, very interested at first, and then it's kind of like he got, like, scared or something and started to take steps back. And but I feel like that interest is still there. But I know he did recently get out of a relationship, that he ended, that he wanted like freedom from, obviously was not the right person he was with. And he's been focusing on his career, but you know, prior to him telling me this, like I could tell there was like an interest on his part, and you know, I just, I don't know. I don't know how what I should kind of do.
Well, and that's where Eric says slow your roll and just be mindful. Mm-hmm. You know, so that we can get to other callers, what I would suggest is you could book a private session with me and Eric if you want. But just understand where you're at. This is where it's at right now. And I can't, you know, it's difficult to really get into it when we have such a short amount of time. Plus, we weren't able to get to other callers. So I hope what Eric gave you was helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Great job,
take
Veronica.
Care.
We're
going
to go to the next call. Okay, next call. Next call. Let's go there. Okay. 401-641-2911. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, who's this?
A question for Eric.
Hi, my name is Carrie. And I'm calling from Rhode Island. I'm a first-time listener.
Hi, Carrie from Rhode Island. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. Recently, we just had a passing in our family, and I'm very intuitive. I haven't been on Blog Talk in a little while, and I came across your show tonight. I'm open to any and all messages you may have. I think it's just brought to light that, you know, sometimes there was peace with the passing, in other words, where other times it's unexpected. And I've dealt with both. So any messages that you may have regarding, you know, how best to maybe help others navigate the coming weeks ahead?
Sure. First of all, did the person that passed away, was it a male?
Not currently. Recently, no. But unexpectedly, yes, in the past.
Okay. Because I see a male that's come in, and this is odd, but he's wearing, he's got a boat. There's a lot of water around this person. And so that's an energy that came in. I don't know if it's for you or not. One of the things, the best things you can do, and Eric is here jumping around, waving his hands in front of me, telling you that you just remind people of the continuity of life. Understand that who they were is who they will always be. And speak about the soul when you talk to them. And it's really important, Eric says, to let people feel their feelings and express their grief. So really, essentially, what you're doing is just being that loving space that people need. You also have a tendency to take on people's energies, i.e. an empath. So be very careful as you get close with
it's
people not to absorb.
Recently.
Yep.
It's been very difficult.
I can feel it.
Well, here's
does
another
the man
thing.
With the boat mean anything to you?
It does. Literally, it does in life. But I also had a dream recently that I remember writing down, and I never write dreams down, and I felt recently like a buoy in the ocean where I just can't get to shore. It's just like I feel like I'm just out to sea, mm-hmm. and it's like I mm-hmm. what is going on, you know? And I mean, when is it gonna stop? You know, when's it gonna push me back in so I can get grounded again? Because it's just been a lot, mm-hmm. a lot going on.
So think about this. Think about this, okay? Here's what I'm being shown by spirit. The ocean on its surface is constantly going and moving. The waves come in. As you go deeper into the ocean, it's very calm. What you want to do is sit in the space of healing underneath what's happening, meaning if you're able to get to a space of non-personalization.
Yeah.
Okay? Just non-personalizing. In other words, sweetheart, observe what's happening. Become the observer of it, not the experiencer of it.
Makes sense. 100%.
Okay.
And we'll have that going on in my
head. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And
thank
again,
you so
much. Reading. I mean, my schedule is booked out, but I don't know when you can get in, but you should jump in there.
Oh, I will definitely look into it.
All right, sweetheart. Take care. And hey, Rhode Island, yay.
Thank you so much, Veronica. Thanks, Eric.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to the next one.
Okay, 561-429-3686. You're on the air. You have a question for
Hello.
Eric. Veronica?
Hi.
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 Hello.
Okay, what's your question?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us? If we say
okay.
hello one more time, I'm going to go nuts.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm teasing.
My question is about my finances and a job. Do you see those things happening soon, please?
Oh, you know what, sweetheart? Are you collecting a check?
Am I collecting a who?
A check. Do you get paid somehow right now? Is there like an SSI or a disability or something?
No, ma'am.
Okay. One of the things I can see coming in for you is an alternate source of income. And sometimes when that means is a disability or some other source of income. And Eric is showing me that it has been lean. But not that we want you to think that you're disabled, because that's not what it's about, but are you sure that you are able to go to work? What's your physical health like?
I'm pretty good. I don't
okay.
have any ailments. I had surgery a few months back, but I'm on
okay.
track now.
That must be what I'm picking up on. Okay. So perfect. So you're healthy. You're ready. Eric says, think outside the box. What you will be doing as a job will be different than you've ever done. So retail. Have you looked in the retail department, Eric says?
No.
Specifically, now this can be office work or it can be retail. There's two companies that come to mind. One is Home Depot and one is Walmart. Now, this could be clerical or it could be hands-on store management. What do you do?
I'm in the healthcare field.
Okay, so this is temporary. This is a bridge, something to generate income.
Okay.
Okay, and again, this doesn't have to be forever. We get a sense that it's time to move into just the money-making aspect of it. Are you a medical assistant?
No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
Okay. So you want to just think about
Veronica, we got to
anything.
Move on pretty quick.
Yeah, go
There's
ahead,
another
Michael.
Caller here.
Yeah.
But you can
just
say
anything
what you need
to
say,
generate.
Finish up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just
thank
anything
you.
To generate money. All right, sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
take care.
Okay, let's go into the next one here. It's been on a long time. 414-588-0317. If you have a question for myself or for Veronica, please step up. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly. Who are we speaking to?
This is Aaron from Phoenix.
Hi, Aaron.
Phoenix.
Hi. Hi, guys. I didn't know you were going to get to my call. I guess I can ask you a quick question about the ask Eric about the class that I'm in currently with the shamans in doing all the clearings and houses and spiritual clearings and stuff like that. Is this something that I'm going to be doing in my future, or is this just like a one-off?
Hi, Aaron. Eric says that you're piecemealing things together, and it's not going to be about one thing for you. It's going to be pieces of this and pieces of that under the title of healing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's, again, it's piecemeal. But I love when you talked about the shaman course, I got chill bumps all over me. It feels so in alignment. Hear this, what you need right now. So forget the sharing of it with the world. This is really beneficial and therapeutic for you personally.
I see. That's good to know.
Yep. Does that help?
Yep, that helps. Yeah. I could probably squeeze
great.
Another caller in. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for calling, Aaron. We're going to go to 707.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi.
707.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
great,
here.
Great. Question for Veronica?
Hello. Yes. Huh? Hi, Veronica.
Hi, honey. Who is this?
Hi. This is Valerie. I'd like to know about either love or work.
You love to work, Valerie. Does that work? Valerie. You need love and work. Valerie, here's the thing. You're on a hiatus. You're taking a break from both. And Eric is showing me, because you've got a bunch of pieces of life in front of you. There's a lot of things going on, but are you looking at things from the right perspective? So the break of love and the employment thing is also that you can realign. In other words, Eric says, get your ducks in a row. So also, does the name George mean anything to you?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So keep the energy of the name George in you and just understand, do you go out to like a club or something, like a firehouse or somewhere where you socialize with people?
No, not club. No.
Okay. Because I see some sort of social club where you're out and this person is working, either working there or will be working there or comes in. So I don't know what that means for you in terms of where you frequent.
Okay.
Okay. And as far as work, you're looking for work?
Yeah, I have my resumes out there. I'm waiting for a phone call to come in. It's just, you know, hey, interview time.
Mm-hmm. So Eric says, you know, probably not until late August will you be in a solid position. You'll have opportunities, but probably not until late August.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And have you been unemployed, or are
you
working, though, right?
No, I'm returning to my field.
Okay, because I was going to say there's a hiatus, so that does apply. Okay.
Yes. Great.
All right, very good.
Great. Thank you.
Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Okay. We've got another call here for you, Veronica. By the way, that last lady about death and dying, the thing about understanding death is that you have to almost understand death before you actually die. And then you can be supportive because mostly we're missing people. We're saying we're crying and everything, but are we crying for the person? We're crying for ourselves because that
Absolutely.
Person's gone and we don't interact with them anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. You know, Michael, we want to be mindful. I've only got 4 minutes till the end of the show, and they will cut us right off. So I think
maybe
we should wrap it up.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we should wrap it up. Well, it was a good start to the show. You know, we took over, and we appreciate having you on. You gave some great, insightful communications to the callers, Veronica.
Thank you.
And you can find me at veronicadrake.com, guys.
And you can find Faith and Michael at radiantheartlight.com. And you can get a medium reading with Faith, or you can get life health reading with me, or a healing with me. And you can't go wrong with any of them. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to be signing off here in a few minutes. But to wrap it up, the most important thing about healing is to know what your body's telling you. Body talk. Your body will talk to you. And if you're listening, that means you're feeling. And if you're feeling, that means you're becoming aware. And if you're becoming aware, that means you can feel love. And so those are the things that are most important to yourself and your loved ones and everybody in your community at large. And I think you'd probably agree with that, right, Veronica? I guess she's gone. Okay. So we want to thank Eric because you can feel his vibration very strongly. He comes in. He really cares about everybody that calls in. He has a real purpose for what he comes in to do. And he's a guide. He was a guide of my beloved Faith as well. And that's how come we're even on this show, because of her connection with Eric. Eric actually told her that she had a spot on the back of her shorts that she didn't even know. And that came because she's an evidentiary medium. So we want to thank you for that, Eric. And also for last week's show, the connection that we all shared, and the ongoing journey you have to serve people in this part of the universe. People at this time, they need to have guidance. And so we want to thank you for your great work. I can feel it. I felt it last week. And now Faith is going to say a few things, and then we're going to sign off.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And again, you can reach us at radiantheartlight.com. Michael is pretty amazing. I've been working with him myself for about 3 months, so he's helped me with a lot of different things in my life. So I'm going to give it back to him, and thanks again, guys, for listening. Have a good night.
Okay, so again, thanks for tuning in. Alisa, thanks for the opportunity to serve your great callers. And give us a call, book a healing, book a reading. Watch out for my new book that's coming up. And everybody have a blessed evening. Bye for now.